Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The U.S. House of Representatives is in the middle of an impeachment inquiry of President Trump, making for high political drama. Republicans are convinced that this is a witch hunt. Democrats are sure that they have a smoking gun centered around an anonymous whistleblower. Trump is calling for the whistleblower's name to be revealed, but the whistleblower's legal team sent a cease and desist letter to the president's attorneys, warning the president to stop calling for the whistleblower to be publicly revealed. They fear retaliation. The letter by the whistleblower's attorney, Andrew Bacage, said, "Let me be clear. Should any harm befall any suspected named whistleblower or their family, the blame will rest squarely with your client." Now, the drama is intensifying, but regardless of what side you're on, laws that protect both whistleblowers and the process for impeachment benefit both political parties.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.